Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning securing forages for the coming year. As we approach wheat harvest, it looks like across the state, we will probably likely have limited supplies of straw. So if you have not secured your straw needs for the next year, it's important that you do that sooner rather than later. There are other types of bedding available, and from time to time we do try to utilize things like composted manure as a part of the bedding source for our animals. Looking at the other forages that we will need in the coming year, I would expect wheat harvest is going to be a little bit earlier this year based on our weather conditions. And if that is the case, that gives us another week or two into the growing season. So planting a short season corn hybrid following wheat may be a way to increase your forage supply, i.e. corn silage, for the lactating herd as well as some of your heifers and dry cows. Another option would be to plant milo or sorghum following harvest of wheat. Maybe not the highest quality feed, so it may not be something that we would use in our lactating cows, but it would be something that we could use for dry cows and heifers, and it may be a smaller portion in the lactating cow rations as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to make sure that they plan ahead for their annual straw needs, as well as looking at some other crops to increase the total forage available for the 23-24 feeding season.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.